So I'm glad that you finally asked me out. Yeah. Well, to tell you the truth, I was kind of surprised. Well, I wasn't sure if you liked me. Well, I've been trying to get your attention since I came home for summer break. I wanted to see what all the fuss was about. The mysterious bachelor who moved in down the street. Remember when I came over and washed your car after I first got back? At first, you just seemed confused, but I totally saw you looking at my cut-off jeans and my little crop top, all wet from the hose. And remember how I told you I was offering car washes to the whole neighborhood? Well, that was really a lie. No, it was just yours. Yeah. And you didn't seem to know what to do when I started flirting with you. You seemed really nervous. Maybe because you thought my mom would see us talking and wonder what was going on. Well, nothing was going on. We were just talking. Anyway, I could tell you were uncomfortable, so I decided I better leave you alone. But I was curious. So, remember a couple weeks later when I came over because your mail ended up in my parents' mailbox? I could tell that you were kind of uncomfortable because I was wearing that super tight sundress and you didn't exactly know where to look. I mean, you tried to hide it, but you kept trying to stare at my legs. Remember? Yeah. Well, anyway, you seemed really self-conscious about it, but I could tell that you liked me. Well, it turns out we really didn't get your mail. I just took it out of your mailbox. Oh, that's bad, I know. Anyway, I thought I might have blown it because, well, honestly, you seemed really afraid of me. Wait, you still are? Well, that's not good. We really need to do something about that. Anyway, I couldn't stop thinking about you, and I'd heard that you were just really shy, so I decided to keep trying. Yeah, my dad says I can be kind of stubborn. So I kept making excuses to run into you, and you kept trying not to look at me, and it was really cute. Finally, I was like, okay, I'm about to leave to go to school in Germany, so if I'm gonna do something, I better just do it now. So that's when I just put on a regular old pair of shorts and a regular old t-shirt. I knocked on your door and said, hey, will you ask me out already? And that made you laugh. And you finally gave in. What? Why are you so quiet? Do I make you nervous? But why? What's so wrong about it? I know I'm young, but. No, but what does that matter? We're both adults. What about my parents? But it's none of their business. Just because I'm home from college for the summer doesn't mean they get to tell me who to date. Besides, I like older guys. So what's wrong? Oh, my dress? Well, I couldn't resist, okay? I could tell that you liked my legs, so, why are you uncomfortable? Don't you think I'm the one who should be saying that? Well, yeah, I'm embarrassed. I mean, this dress is really short, and we're in a really nice restaurant. Why did I wear it then? Okay, well, I have a really vivid imagination, and I heard that while you might be kind of shy, you're like really confident in who you are and what you want. And I imagined before our date that you had told me you wanted to see my legs again. Was I wrong? No, I know you didn't say it, but I pretended you did. So I shaved my legs this morning for my date. And then I imagined you bought me this dress. No, I know. I actually bought it myself this afternoon, and I felt really self-conscious trying it on. I even got one a half size too small and pretended I didn't have a choice because you bought it for me to wear on our date. Well, I imagined you told me that you didn't care if I was embarrassed. You told me you wanted me to wear it anyway, so you could see my legs. So that's why I wore it. Did I do good? What? You think I'm crazy, don't you? Are you having second thoughts? Get to know each other? Okay. Well, what do you want to know? School. It's okay, I guess. My grades, they're fine. I don't really know yet. I mean, my dad pulled some strings and got me accepted to this exchange program, and I leave for Germany tomorrow, so it should be fun. Okay, wait. Can I ask you a question? Have you ever been married? I'm just curious. No? Why not? Yeah. See, I totally get that. I feel the same way. Yeah, I don't want to get married. Well, I'm glad that we've got that cleared up. So, can I ask you something else? How many women have you dated? Like, total. Yeah? Why so few? I mean, you are a really handsome guy. Is it because you're kind of shy? Yeah. Okay, so why did you ask me out anyway? Well, I know I asked you to, but I mean, I'm young enough to be your daughter. We don't have very much in common, and you said you're not looking for a wife, right? No, I know. I'm just saying, like, what are you looking for? Wow, I really do make you nervous, don't I? You do realize I'm just a silly little girl in a tight dress, right? Why do you keep changing the subject? I know, but seriously, why do you want to know what my major is? Like, why do you care? You're not going to hire me. You're not going to marry me. I'm leaving the country tomorrow. After tonight, you may never see me again. So, I'll tell you a secret. You don't have to be nervous around me. Actually, you make me nervous. Oh, that's just it. I like it. Do you know why I like dating shy, older guys like you? It's because they have regrets. It's true. You have regrets, right? You've made mistakes. Mistakes with girls. I mean, you may be shy, but you don't let that get in the way of what you want, right? Not anymore. Maybe when you were younger, you'd have bolted the minute you saw me in this dress, too embarrassed to be seen with me, or maybe just too shy to talk to me, right? When you were younger, maybe you'd have freaked out after I told you why I wore it, worried that I was crazy or some kind of obsessed stalker girl or something. But not anymore, right? You're not really afraid of me, are you? You have too many regrets. You've made too many mistakes to walk out on a girl like me, right? So, here we are. You know, you never answered my question. Why did you ask me out? It's because you liked my legs, isn't it? It's okay. You can tell me. I want you to tell me. You asked me out because you want to fuck me, right? Psst, say yes. Good, I'm glad. Because you know why? I want you to fuck me too. Oh, hi waiter. I'm good, how are you? Okay, no worries. Yeah, we had reservations. Is there a problem? Oh, okay. We'll be here. Thanks. Hello. Hey, relax, okay? I'm not setting you up or anything. This is real. Oh, him? Well, he's probably going to talk to his boss. I think he probably thinks I'm your prostitute. No, I'm serious. I mean, did you see the way that he looked at me? No. I know you're trying to be nice, but let's face it. I'm a 20-something girl in a fancy restaurant with a much older man. My dress is way too tight and way too short for anyone to believe I'm your daughter. Stop trying to be sweet. You don't have to be. I don't want you to be. I like it. Yeah, I do. I like that he might think that. It's kind of humiliating being stared at like I'm your trophy. But that's just it. I am your trophy. At least I'm pretending I am. You're awfully quiet. Is there something you want to say to me? Well, I'm embarrassing you, right? Wearing this outfit and saying these things? Come on, yes I am. I'm dressed like a slut. I'm kind of acting like a slut. And I feel like a slut. Isn't there something you want to call me? Just whisper it. No one will hear. Call me a slut. Come on. I just told you I'm here because I want you to fuck me. Call me a little slut. Yes, sir. Now, call me a whore. You heard me. Call me a stupid little whore, please. Oh my God, I am, aren't I, sir? There's nothing wrong with me. I mean, aside from my pussy being really wet now. Why? What do you mean? What am I doing? Okay, well, have you heard of something called topping from the bottom? Yeah, well, I know I'm not supposed to do it. Like, I know I'm not really a bottom, and you're probably not really a top, but how else am I going to teach you how to use me? Come on, just take a deep breath. I bet you don't care about my grades in school anymore, do you? Oops, shh. I think the waiter's back. Oh, hi again. We're doing great. I think we're ready to order, though. Right, sir? Uh-oh, what's wrong? Complaints about what? You have a dress code? Oh my gosh. No more than 2 inches above the knee? I didn't realize. Yeah, I was just trying to look pretty for my sir. Yeah, my sir. Are you going to kick me out? Oh, wow. Okay. It's okay, rules are rules, I guess. No, I'm sorry. Maybe if my sir takes me home to change, we can come back? Oh, completely booked? Yeah, sure. No, I get it. Oh no, my sir is just shy. It's really my fault. He told me not to dress like such a slut, but I wanted to be pretty for him, you know? Oh, my language. No, we understand. Don't we, sir? Yeah, I guess we'll go then. Sorry. Sorry, everybody. We're leaving now. Bye. Oh my god. What? No, that was fun. Yeah. I told you everyone in there thought I was a whore. Look, some of them are still staring at us through the window. I bet they think we're about to go fuck somewhere. Come on, walk me to your car. Oh, you are not fooling anyone, you know. I see that little smile on your face. You like me, huh? Fine, you don't have to admit it. But, you do have a boner. I can see it through your pants. So, what do you want to do now? Take me home? Wait, why? What is wrong with you? Haven't you been paying attention? Look, I humiliated you, right? I'm just saying, if you're mad or embarrassed or whatever, you could say something, you know? Okay. Yeah, I know, but isn't there something else you want to say to me? Well, like, am I a bad girl? Am I stupid? No, you're being too nice. Call me a bad girl. Say it, please. Yeah, call me stupid. Call me an irresponsible little slut. Tell me my parents should be ashamed of me. Tell me. Yeah, I don't deserve a nice dinner. Do I, sir? No, you're right. I was a bad girl because I teased the whole restaurant with my legs. Right? I mean, I'm sorry I embarrassed you, sir. I just wanted you to like me. See? Feels good, right? Telling me what you think of me? So, moment of truth. Do you want to use me now? Really? How does that work? Using me? Well, What about over there, sir? Next to that dumpster? I'm totally serious. We're outside a bank downtown on a Saturday night. There's no one here. What's wrong? Come on, you know you want to. Well, you could take me back to your house, I guess, but don't you want to use me right now? I mean, why would you want to take a filthy girl like me home anyway? I'm just the stupid, slutty daughter of your neighbors down the street. I'm just a pair of legs, right? So use me. I'm leaving tomorrow anyway. You won't have to talk to me again. What do you care? Don't you get it? That's how I want you to treat me. I mean, it's up to you. You could just drive me back to my parents' house and add me to your list of regrets. Or you could pull me over to that dumpster and use me first. Come on! Call me a stupid cunt and use me! Oh my God! Yes, sir! I am a bad girl. Yes, sir, I'm going. Oh my God! I'm so wet. I am just. Oh my God, I'm so wet. I've been leaking into my panties all night. Oh God, yes. Touch me, sir. Yes. Finger fuck me. No, wait. No kissing. Tell me I'm a whore and I'm too filthy to kiss. Yeah. Tell me that my mouth is only good for one thing. Make me suck your cock. Ow, yeah, pull my hair. Make me get down on my knees. No, wait. Pin me against the dumpster. Fuck my throat. Yeah, curl my hair. Come on, use my throat. Treat me like you don't care about me. Teach this little slut a lesson for humiliating you. Cunt with your shoe while you throat fuck me. Yes, sir. Tell me this is what I deserve. Such a nasty little pair of legs. Ow! Yes, sir, I'll bend over so you can fuck me. Yes! Oh, fuck your neighbor's stupid girl. Tell me I deserve to get fucked against a dumpster. Oh my God! Gotta fuck. Yes, sir. Pull my hair, fuck me. Ow! Oh. Tell me you like my legs. I'm sorry,
kiss her, I'll shut up and take it. Sir, sir, I want you to come on my face. Please come all over my face. Tell me I'm a shameless slut. Yes, please. Come on my face while I get myself off. Oh God, are you gonna come? Oh fuck, I am too. God, I'm sorry, sir. I am sorry for being such a disgusting little slut. I am so sorry for being a bad girl. Oh, God. Thank you, sir. What? Oh, okay, you're right. We better go. Wait, give me $20. Come on, just give it to me. Tell me how much money I saved you tonight by acting like such a slut. Give me $20. Call me a cheap date. Come on, just do it. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Are you going to take me home to my mom and dad now? I wish you could just leave me here next to the dumpster with your cum on my face. I know. You have to take me home now. You're really way too nice, you know? I know, I'm a mess, right? No, it's okay. I mean, I asked for it. I feel bad that I don't have anything to wipe my face with. I don't want to make a mess in your car. My panties? I like the way you think. You are starting to get it. I am so proud. Okay, let me take them off. Okay, here. Oh my God, they've got pussy juice all over them. That's so disgusting. Okay. There, better? I like being filthy for you. Your car is this way, right? Okay. So, did you have fun? You can tell me honestly. I'm not trying to, you know, top you anymore. You're not sure? Well, that's fair, I guess. It was scary, huh? But it felt good though, right? Oh, good. I'm so glad. Hey, I'm really not crazy, you know? I wouldn't have done this if I didn't trust you. And that's why it took me so long to ask you out. I had to find out more about you. Yeah. No, I know. You're right. I like what I like, you know? I promise I'll be more careful in Germany, okay? Jeez, what are you, my dad? I'll be fine, I promise. No, I appreciate that you care. But hey, thanks for using me. No regrets, right? No. I'm keeping this $20. I'm a cheap whore, and I earned it. Come on, take me home.